This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. The latest trend in wearable technology isn't about tracking your steps or logging your calories, and you don't wear it like a watch or a bracelet, more like a new skin. Defense contractors like Lockheed Martin are working on battery-powered human exoskeletons that could one day give soldiers or workers superhuman strength and relieve some of the fatigue of physical jobs. Now, some researchers are using lower-tech versions of these exoskeletons to give babies and toddlers with physical challenges a leg up. Eli Chen reports from Delaware.
A laboratory at University of Delaware's physical therapy department looks confusingly like a daycare center.
You want to try it?
There are ride-on cars stacked along the walls. Colorful foam alphabet tiles cover a section of the floor strewn with small toys. But what goes on here isn't just fun and games. There's serious scientific work being done.
How are you doing, little lady?
A 14-month-old child sits on the soft floor, surrounded by several smiling women. She's got plump cheeks, wide blue eyes, and tufts of blonde hair pinned with a pink bow. Her name is Sarah Grace. She was born with arthrogryposis, joint contractures, in her arms. Her arms hang limp at her sides, and her hands and fingers are curved towards her body. It's a condition that affects 1 in 3,000 babies. If she wants to move an object, she has to sway her arms and make a scoopy motion with her hands.
The first 8 months, she couldn't use her arms, you know, the first 8 months of her life, so she had to find other ways to interact with people.
That's her mother, Valerie, who requested not to have their last name used in the story to protect her daughter's identity. Valerie, Sarah Grace, and grandmother Susan travel to Delaware from their home in Savannah, Georgia. Every 4 or 5 months, they come to see doctors who specialize in arthrogryposis at Nemours AI DuPont Hospital for Children in Wilmington. But on these trips, they also swing by the University of Delaware. When Sarah Grace was about 8 months old, Valerie signed her up to be a test subject for a pediatric exoskeleton called the Play Skin Lift. Physical therapy researcher Michelle Lobo leads its development.
Exoskeletons are devices that are supposed to help people move. So for children who have muscle weakness due to a variety of problems like preterm birth or other diagnoses, they often need devices to help them lift their arms against gravity.
The ability to use arms to reach and interact with objects is critical for more than just simple tasks like dressing, eating, or bathing. It's also important for brain development in babies because that's how they gather information. Many studies, including those conducted by Lobo herself, recognize that children with impaired motor skills will have significant gaps in critical thinking skills as they get older, unless they are helped by early intervention. That's where exoskeletons like the Play Skin Lift can help. When I meet Sarah Grace, she's already wearing the garment. It looks like a normal white onesie with a red zipper, but the red stripes that line her sleeves contain bundled steel wires. The wires are springy, so they help lift her arms without requiring much energy.
So it's sort of like the feeling you would get if you were on a trampoline where it's this bouncy feeling and you want to keep bouncing up and down. That's what you can do with your arms. It keeps kind of springing you back up to that lifted position.
The Play Skin Lift isn't the first exoskeleton available to help kids like Sarah Grace. Engineers have been working on the Wilmington Robotic Exoskeleton, or REX, for more than a decade. It's an arm-shaped device that uses an intricate system of elastic bands, metal rods, and plastic knobs to aid movement. REX is effective, but Lobo says it has an Achilles heel. Kids just can't be kids in them.
It was really uncomfortable for them, so they couldn't lay down and roll around safely. They couldn't fit in their high chair. They couldn't fit in their little mega saucer and play toys that they use all the time. So then it became a process of putting on, taking off the exoskeleton.
Which over time becomes an annoying enough process for both kids and their parents that they give up on using it. So Lobo put her energy into finding an alternative, unlike the typical exoskeleton, is appealing and comfortable for both kids and parents.
We started trying to figure out if we could bring together fashion, engineering, and rehab to see if we could create a solution that people could wear just like a typical garment, but that garment would support your movements.
And Lobo also realized that clothes needed to be fashionable for people to want to wear them. So enter PhD student Martha Hall. Here she is approaching Sarah Grace with measuring tape in hand.
Are you shy? I won't tell anybody you're measuring.
Sarah Grace, like most babies, grow pretty quickly, so her garments have to be adjusted quite often. And Hall makes sure to consider the parents' input as well.
So you mentioned that the sleeves were too short.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just know it hits a little below her rib.
A year ago, Hall wasn't working on anything related to physical therapy. Her master's thesis in fashion was focused on Hollywood dresses from the 1930s. But one day she wandered into a lecture where she heard researchers talk about wanting to use wearable technology in physical therapy.
I approached them and I said, I was really inspired by your talk. I'd really love to help if I can.
One thing led to another, and she became the fashion designer for the lab, using her knowledge of fabrics to help make the PlaySkin Lift attractive and functional.
Sometimes we use fabric that you would use for like activewear, so like a ballerina costume kind of fabric. We even have one design that uses lingerie fabric, which is really cool.
And they've also made versions that appeal to kids.
You could make it look special, like if you like Frozen, we have a Frozen version. If you like Elmo, we have an Elmo version. We've made also a Spider-Man version.
And the materials required to make the PlaySkin Lift are pretty cheap, about $10 to $30 at your local craft store. And that makes it more affordable than Rex, which costs about $5,000 per arm. Since the PlaySkin Lift is still a prototype, it isn't for sale right now, so Lobo has posted how-to manuals online to involve more families with the project. But long-term, she hopes to make the product more accessible.
It would be great if people didn't have to do it themselves, if a company could pick up on this technology and make it inexpensively and get it out to people. So that is the ultimate goal, is to have things like this on the market.
It's uncertain when the PlaySkin Lift will be commercially available. Getting it approved as a medical device is a long process that can make the garment prohibitively expensive. And also, the lab has only tested it on a small sample of kids, 36 across 15 states. But Valerie says that, at least for Sarah Grace, it's made a big difference.
Before that, she never used her hands at all. And very soon after starting with the onesie, I mean, maybe just even a week or two, she started kind of realizing they were there, picking up toys. When she has the wires in, she can do almost everything that I feel like almost everything a child her age needs to do.
The effectiveness of the PlaySkin Lift will be different for every child, and it's likely that Sarah Grace will continue to rely on tools to help her movement for many years. But Lobo hopes that by having babies wear the PlaySkin Lift early on in life, they might someday be able to manage without it. For The Pulse, I'm Eli Chen.